Oida, that you would have to be a shogag in the lav. So Drashi Shvuas Bitoi, that means Sha'oichel V'loy Oichel. You swore you will eat, and so what today you did not eat. Or else Sha'achalti, you swore that you already ate today. V'loy Yachalti, you didn't eat. Is Chayiv Olei Korban. In such a case where you swore with a Shoigeg, you Chayiv a Korban. We'll soon see how the case of a Shkoga here. Oksiv, Beit HaTorah says, V'nelam, he forgot, the Hainu Shoigeg, is Akol Moedim Shoigeg, Shalor, Dinishpash Le Oichel. Somebody makes a Shrua, I will not eat today. V'yochel, and then in the middle of the day, he forgot he made the Shrua, and he went and ate. Ein chayiv. Everybody's masking here. You're not chayiv. Elim came shochach shvuosay. You had to forget the whole shvuah. That means you were shogeg even in the lav shaboy kishochal. Ta'ashta shogeg b'lav shavua. That's considered you're even a shogeg in the lav. So the Gemara Rashi Akil Moedim Man, who's Moedim Rabbi Yechon Klema. Akol Rabbi Elav Aplutu the Munvaz Rabbonikoy. He's not going upon Munvaz. Lashmin the Moedim Munvaz Beho Shigas Korban Lehev Ishkogu. The Mechi Taisi Avada Not. Like Rashi speaks out. Avada Munvaz will behold Maduch by Chiyiv Chorus. He old even though he knows there's a chorus. Just the fact you're Shogeg in a Korban is Mechayiv you a Korban according to Munvaz. So Avada here. Where there's no chorus involved. If you're a shogag in the korban, avad you have a chiyiv to be in korban. No, the chiddush here is according to Rabbi Yechonon. Like Rashi says, Vayta sakot ad chaminach, v'shuas, bitu nami kor Rabbi Yechonon b'mosayu. There's a havmina no, Rabbi Yechonon's maskim, even by shuas bitoy. Even though you know there's a lav, b'shas you eat the oichel. Now, as you made a shvuah in the morning, I'm not going to eat today. And b'shas you go and eat in the afternoon, you remember, you realize you made a shvuah. Just you only think there's a lav involved. You are a shoger, you did not know there's a chiv korban. For that alone, I would think, according to Rabbi Yochanan, also you're mechayev a korban. Why? Because it's a chiddush, this aveira, this shvuas bito that b'chalde is a korban. So maybe here also you're chayev a korban. Kamash malon, no. Trash a kamash malon abaya. The moida Rabbi Yochanan, but that here Rabbi Yochanan is moida. The bina and shigas lav, that you still need a shkoga in something, in the oynish. And yes, since there's no oynish chorus, you have to have the shkoga in the lav. The hazed balav, if you knew there's a lav. Su lek a shkoga, you can't have a shkoga here. The vonami polig rabbon na munvas. Here the rabbon also brings the chan munvas viamrin. The ain't shigas korban shkoga. Stam the fact that you're a shkoga, you don't know there's a korban involved. But you mamnish know you're doing an isser. With all the chumrins, you're doing an issa with the chi of chorus, with the chi of lav. Now, Vada the Rabbonim still dings the chi on munvas to say in such a case, you're potter from a korban. So, therefore, even Rabbi Yechon is moida. Where's the case you chayiv a korban by shvuas bitui? If in the morning you make a shvuah, you're not going to eat today, then in the afternoon you have to forget that you made a shvuah. You forgot that there's an issa upon your teeth, and then you go and eat. Such a case is called a shkoga, that you chayiv a korban. So the more may say, Ezel shigash shvuas bitui lishover. What's the case of you made a shvua and you were over the shvua bishkoga in the case of lishover, a past tense, something that happened already. Now this is shver. What do you mean you were shaking? In past tense, Moshe means, Poshin, you made a shvua you didn't eat today. You didn't eat yesterday. So Monashach, did you or didn't you eat? On the side, you did eat yesterday, and now you're making a shvuah you did not eat. That's a shvuah's bitum amazing. You know, you're right now, you're swearing fools. How is it gemol that you're making a shvuah and you're shaking? Ramonashach, if you don't realize what you're doing, that Rashi, that's not called a shvuah altogether. Elamal Khuri, you know what you're saying, so you're saying a shvuah sheker right away. That's amazing. How is it a case of a shkoga? So Rashi, ezel shvuah's bitum lishavar. So Bishlei Malabu, Bishlei Malabu, you make a shvuah something and what's going to happen. That's good. Kogoyin Shlei Oichol, you make a shvuah in the morning, you're not going to eat today. Is Mishkachas Lo, Kogoyin Shlei Almo HaShvuah. You can find the case that you forgot in the afternoon that you made the shvuah. V'yochol, and you wait. Elu L'shova, but the case of L'shova means past tense, something already happened. Kogoyin Shlei Chalti. Vula Yochel, you make a shvuah that you ate yesterday. And really the emes is that you did not eat yesterday. Is then can shake, there's no shaking involved. Why? The kisav ha-shochal b'shosh ha-nishba, if he really thought that he ate at the time when he made his shvuah, ain't a chayat korban. In such a case, you're not chayat, that's not called his shvuah's bitun. The tanya b'shvuah. The Gemara in shvuah says, ha-odem b'shvuah. A person has to be b'shas, he makes the shvuah on person, means with his whole das. He has to know and realize what he's saying. Prat liyonos kolay modem bishvua sheyodem bishvua bishash shvua sheyatei daiti alav. He has to realize what he's saying. Bishas shvua. Bishas is making the shvua. So he made the shvua here, I did not eat yesterday. And if right now he really thinks he did not eat, even though really, really he did eat. But if he really thinks now he did not eat, that's not called the shvua's bitirol. That's not called shvua adam. Shvua's adam means you have to know what you're saying. Whether you're saying emes, whether you're saying sheker, bishas the shvua, you have to know what you're saying. So the case has to be, a shvua sheker means that you're swearing now that you did not eat yesterday, and you really know you did eat yesterday. So that's not called the shvua, that's called the mezid. So where's the case? So the Gemara, Shimoma, Yodei Ani Sheshvua Zu Asura. The person, Tak, is swearing false now. Whereas he's swearing he did not eat yesterday, and really he knows he did eat. Just why is it called the shvua? Because he knows it's also to make the shvua. He does not know to make a shvua's beat if you chayev a korban or not. That's also enough to give it a shame shkoga. Chayev is a churu hamani. Who does this brisa go? Munvasi. This brisa goes according to Munvas. That's Munvas chiddush all along. That Munvas says, even though you know exactly what you're doing with all the chumras of the avera, just you did not know that you chayev a korban, that's also called the shkoga. Here also, that's the case. The person made a shvua now, a false shvua. He swore he ate yesterday. Or he swore he did not eat yesterday. And really, really, he did eat yesterday. But since he does not know for swearing false, yechayev a korban, that's mechayev a korban. Right, this parenthesis he really will skip. When I go to really more, just says, lishnachmin, another pshat is money. Who does this price to go like? Ilem and mudvazit. You want to say it goes according to mudvaz, pshita. That yechayev a korban. Hashda b'chol ha'torah d'alav chiddush u'madach olov u'mashav by Shabbos, where there's no chiddush yechayev a korban, because there's mamash a chiyev korus. Or mashir gaz korban shmesh goga, even in the case where there's a chiyev korus involved. Still Munvas says, even though you know yechayev a korus, but if you only yesh goga that you do not know there's a chiyev korban, that's mechayev you a korban, is hocha by shvuz bitoy, the chiddushu, that there's no korus involved, there's only a lav. And still, Yechayev a korban here. Lekoshchein avada munvaz is moida that Yechayev a korban with the shkoga of the korban alone. El alav lechuris price has go according to Rabbanhi or tiyufta the abaya tiyufta. This pshat is a tiyufta on abaya that Rabbanhi here has to mean Rabbi Yechinen. That Rabbi Yechinen will be moida even by shvuas bitui, even though you know that there's a lav and vow for swearing false, as you know right now you're being over lav. You're swearing right now that you did not eat yesterday, and you know really you ate yesterday, so you know you're over lav. Just that you don't know that there's a chiyev korban involved in this chet, you don't know this chet is mechayev your korban, that alone is enough to be called a shaygeg. So Nemos Rabbi Yechinen would say he has been even by shvuas bitui. Let this lishna, it's a tiyufta dabai. But really, we shouldn't be goris at those, like it's in parentheses. And here, because it's not a spirit, it's not a kasha and abai. Here's a tumor vaita. V'yom rabai, hakel moidim betruma. Everybody's moida by the chet of truma, or not if he is swell. By mistakes, he truma, shein chayov mole choymish. When is he chayiv to pay back? A choymish 1/5 more. Of the value of the truma, achiyishkut balav shebo. Here he has to be a shogeg when Shas eats the truma. He does not even know there's a lav. He does not even know it's osati truma. Now this Yisrael was a shogeg. Either he did not realize what he's eating is truma, he thought it's chulim, or else he did not know the chal is an isati truma. So the more akol moedim man. Heisu is Abaye saying this chiddushin. Who's the kol moedim? Who's everybody that's masking? Is luchur Rabbi Yechinen? Even though that by Shabbos with the zechiyah chorus involved, Rabbi Yechinen holds the shogeg is. Even though you know there's a lav, just you don't know the zechiyah korban. But here by truma, since there's no chiyah chorus, you have to be a shogeg in the lav. So more pshita. Kiyom Rabbi Yechinen. When does Rabbi Yechinen say a shogeg al yidi in the lav is still called the shogeg heichadik a chorus? And in a chet, like by Shabbos, where there's a chiyiv, chorus involved. So then we say, even though you know there's a lav, but since you're a shogeg, you don't know there's a chiyiv chorus, that's called a shogeg. Over here, by truma, hechad lecha chorus, there's no chiyiv chorus if ye truma b'mezid. Loi, avada. You can't alone be a shogeg with chorus, but you have to be a shogeg in the lav, because you have to either don't know this is truma, or else you don't know b'chalas, also for Yisrael ti truma. Kadigmar name is there is a chiddush here. Ma the teimai would think misa b'makom koros emedis. Enoch nami truma for Yisrael, each truma doesn't have a chiv koros, but he has a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. So maybe misa b'dei shemayim is also a chomadei koinish. So mele he could be called a shgoga a shogig if he just doesn't know there's a misa b'dei shemayim. As even though he knows I'm a Yisrael and I'm not allowed to eat truma, and he knows it's truma and he knows there's a lav. Just the fact that he does not know there's a chiv mitzvah b'dei shemayim, maybe that's not to be called a shogeg. V'chi shogeg b'mitzvah nami l'chayiv. Kamash malon, that's a bayis chiddush no. Kamash malon here that mitzvah b'dei shemayim is not enough of a shogeg. Here you have to be a shogeg even in the law itself. Strash yakomoy de metruma. Zar shocha truma. Zar that goes to truma. B'shogeg by a mistake. Now there are two types. Either he does not know this truma or else he doesn't know it's also tidit. Is a chiddush akruah meshalem chaygish chaymish al shagigosay. When it comes to pay back to the kohen the value of the truma, like he ate truma, like stole truma from the kohen, he has to also pay him back an extra chaymish. The chsiv at the postik says v'ish kiyoych hakodesh. If a person goes to eat hegdish, which means he ate truma b'shkoga by mistake, he has to pay back a chaymish. Avol mezid, but in the case where the Yisrael knew it's truma, and he knew he's not allowed to eat truma, he's a mezid, he does the chet b'mezid, ein moisiv chaymish. In such a case, there's no chaymish. When you pay back, you only pay back the value of the truma and not a chaymish. Although the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, for such a chet b'mezid, there's a chiyav of misa b'dei shemayim, the chsiv u'meisu boi ki yichalu. V'somach leid, v'chozah lo yoichu kodesh. Right near that it says, v'chozah lo yoichu kodesh. So here we're saying Balav Shabo, that means Kesova Chulin Vien Kan Lav. What's called he's a shkog in the Lav, what's up by his Chiddush? That Yisrael has to Bechlau, doesn't know there's a Lav at all by eating Truma. And either he thinks it's Chulin, he doesn't even know it's Truma. Mashed and Zatumor, but there's a Chiddush involved. Why? We think Mitzvah Dichtiv, but Truma is the Mokum Chorus, the Shara Veris. Mela, it's enough to be a shkoga in the Misa, even though you know you're eating truma and you know you're not allowed to eat truma, but as long as you think there's only a lav, you did not know there's a chiv Misa involved, that's also enough to be called a shogeg. Kamashmo Nabai, you know, here, Rabbi Yechon is moide. It's not a chidish Rabbi, why should Rabbi Yechon be moide here? Like Rabbi says, Rabbi on my name, Rabbi says, Misa the Malkam Korosamed, his name, Avad Rabbi Yechon holds the same sheet here by truma. So we bow by truma, if yidah b'meisid, there's a chiv b'dei shemayim, there's a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. So a shkoga, according to Rabbi Yechon, is enough that the person does not know there's a misa b'dei shemayim. He's misa b'makom koros v'medis, v'chaymish b'makom korban koi. And the din, they have to pay a chaymish, is the same thing as the korban. So we bow to you, a shogeg here, that you did not know by eating truma, the Yisrael is a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. That's called you eating truma b'shkoga. And in that, the Torah says, you have to pay back an extra chaymish. So Drashi v'choymish the shigas truma v'makom korban the shigas shara veris olu Rabbi Yechonan mechayiv choymish a shigas misa. According to Rabbi Yechonan, mechayiv choymish an shkoga of misa. So the Gemara, no, the halacha by says the Rama Paskin is like Rava here. That in such a case, according to we pass from Rabbi Yechonan, so Rabbi Yerushayi that you did not know truma as the chi misa, but they shemayim for that alone it's mechayiv to bring an extra choymish. So the Gemara. Somebody was traveling in the derech, he took a long journey, or else he got lost in the midbar. Throughout his traveling, he lost count of the days of the week. He forgot what day of the week it is today. He doesn't know if today's Yom Rishon, Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, and mainly he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Is the halacha is Moina Shisha Yomin. Hey, so if Huna holds, he has to count 6 days, or Meshama Yomechet. And the seventh day, he makes that to be the Shabbos, and he watches that on Shabbos. We'll soon see exactly what that means. Havad Lamais, every single day right now is a suffix made today is Shabbos. So Havad, you can't do Molochas any one of these days. It just means Midrabon, and you keep one day, like not to forget Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara says at the end, that means you have to make Kiddush and Abdullah call upon this one day. But that's Rav Huna Shita, that first you count 6 days, and the seventh day you keep a Shabbos. Chia Barav Oimer, Mishama Yemecha, know the first day right away. Keep that day al Shabbos, make Kiddush the first day. Umoy Neshisha, and then you'll count 6 days on.
Yeah, Zach the Gemara b'maikim iflagi. What's the machlokes where the first you count 6 days and then the keep Shabbos, where you keep Shabbos the first day? Masava kibriyosa shalelum that there was shisha shemay ma'ase and then there was a Shabbos. Well, masava kodem arishin that it was created on Erev Shabbos, so the first full day all the arishin had was Shabbos. So Drashi, moine vov miyoyim sheshom aliba from the day that he enters his mind sheshoch soy. Shechosay that he forgot which day he's holding down in the middle of the week. Umeshamir Hashvi, and the seventh day he keeps a Shabbos. Mesham Yomecho Domein Avov. V'chol Yom Sheshom Aliboy Einu Meshamir. Vader, the day that he in the middle of the day that he realizes is that he forgot which day of the week we're holding. In the middle of the day he can't keep this day of Shabbos. Why did Shema also Malocha? Maybe he already did Malocha on this day in the morning. Al Yom HaMochras, the next day, today in the afternoon, he realized he forgot the Cheshmer, he doesn't know anymore what day of the week we're holding. So tomorrow, he keeps for Shabbos. Well, the Kamer Forest, the Mahanach, the Enum Shabbos, the Gemara later will explain, even the days that you don't keep on Shabbos, Le'yav Adami Malocha, Vadi Nala do any Malocha then. El Kadei Panostas Hayom, only enough to keep you alive, as Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do what you need to keep yourself alive. But more than that, it's Osei, because every single day now is a Suffolk, maybe today is Shabbos. Yeah. Strashi Kibriyosu Shalaylam, Yimei HaChoyel Nimnu Tchila. First it was 6 days that Hashem created the world, then on the seventh day was Shabbos. Kodem HaRishon, Shenivra Be'er Shabbos, he was created on Erev Shabbos. V'yem Rishon LeMinyonah, the first full day that he was alive, was Shabbos Hoye, was Shabbos. That's the Machlekes. Zot Igmar Meisah, have a kasha. Shteta Braisa, Yim Halach B'derach, somebody was traveling on the road. V'en Yodeye Masai Shabbos, and he forgot the count of the day of the week. He does not know when Shabbos is. He is Alocha Misham Yoimechod Lashisha. He keeps 1 day from six. My love, what does this Braisa mean? Moina Shisha, count 6 days. O Misham Yoimechod, then the seventh day, that day you keep Al Shabbos. So Chorot Zachorayah to Rafuna, that first you count 6 days like Briyosa Shalaylam, and the seventh day you keep Al Shabbos. So the Gemara loy, I'll tell you the Braisa means Misham Yoimechod, the first day you keep Al Shabbos. O Moina Shisha, then 6 days you count Al Chol. So the Mori Hochi, that was Pshan the Braisa. What does it mean, Misham Yemechod Shisha? You keep 1 day from six. Misham Yemechod, should have said, keep 1 day Al Shabbos. O Moina Shisha mi boile. And then you count 6 days of Chol. The Yod, another thing is Shver. Tanya, another Braisa says, Klo, Ho Yemahalach Baderech, if somebody is taking a journey on the road. Oibah Midbar, he went through the Midbar. V'yeni Yodeye Musay Shabbos, and he lost count of the days of the week. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. Is the Alocha Midrabonim, the such Alocha from Moine Shisha. Let him now count 6 days. Keep Cheshmin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. V'misham Yemechod, in the seventh day, that day he keeps our Shabbos. Is Tiyufta the Rebchiyah Barab, Tiyufta. Chutz Tiyufta the Rebchiyah Barab, that the Alocha is like Revunan. That first you count 6 days of Chul, and the seventh day, that day you keep it Rabbon and Al Shabbos. We'll soon see what that means, Al Shabbos, that you have to make Kiddush and Avdolah. So Drashi, Yoy Mechel Hashisha, Mashmo Levov Shofru. For the 6 days that pass by, the seventh day you keep Al Shabbos. Something more on my Rova. The Chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every single day now, as soon as you forgot count of the week, so you don't know when Shabbos is, every single day it's a Suffolk. Maybe today is Shabbos, is Alocha Oysalei Kadei Panasosli. You're allowed to do Malochis, whatever you need, to keep yourself alive. If you have to, whatever you do, to keep yourself alive, Kuach Nefesh is Mutter for that day. You're allowed to make enough food for that 1 day. So tomorrow, Barma Yehu Yoyma, except the 1 day that you have to keep out Shabbos, that day you can't make any food. That day he should die. The day before he can't make more than he needs for that 1 day. So he has nothing left over. So if you tell me when it comes the next day that he has to keep our Shabbos, he can't do anything, he can't do any malacha to make any type of food, he'll die that day. So that's a chiddush, the din pekuach nefesh is doicha mitzvahs. Torah says v'chai b'hem. You only have to do mitzvahs to keep yourself alive. When it's a shail of killing yourself, you don't have to do the mitzvahs. So Vadi Abihati, even that 1 day to do malacha for what you need to keep yourself alive. So the Gemara, the Pshat is, the Yovid Meyes Mil Shtei Panosis. It's the 1 day you have to keep a Shabbos, so Erev, the day before that, cook 2 portions. So you'll have enough teeth for 2 days, for Erev and for the day of Shabbos. For the Gemara, the Duma Meyes Mil Shabbos Hevi. Hey, what do you want to say? Erev, the day before you keep Shabbos, cook for 2 days. But maybe that day is Shabbos. We don't know Vade when you keep the seventh day for Shabbos and that day is Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanon de Kalocha will soon see that you make that day for Shabbos. But really, every single day is a Suffolk, maybe today is Shabbos. So how can we tell you today cook 2 portions for today and tomorrow? Maybe today is Shabbos and you're cooking for tomorrow. It's an Issa Deraisin, it's not Pekuach Nefesh. You have no Heter. Elozak tomorrow, the Pshat is like this. Kol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day of your journey, since it's a Suffolk, every single day, maybe today is Shabbos, is oiseloi, panasosoi, afilu hu yoyma. Every single day, just make enough food for what you need that day to keep yourself alive. And even the one day that you keep in our Shabbos, you also have had to do the malachas for that one day. If every single day and that day you do malachas for what you need that day, what do you mean you keep in one day of Shabbos? How is that day different than every other day? Every day you're doing the same thing, only do enough work for what you need for that one day, not more. So why is the seventh day any more strict than the days before? And for the Gemara, the Kiddush of Yavdalta, that means you're supposed to make Kiddush and Avdol on that one day. So Drashi, who Yoima Limos, but to me, to remember that such a thing as Shabbos, that you should have one day that's different than the other days. It should not be forgotten from you the Indian of Shabbos. As if you're not going to make Kiddush at all, it's just every single day, you may derive a suffix, maybe today is Shabbos, so at the end, throughout a year, like whatever it is, you'll forget that such a thing as Shabbos, you'll forget the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, one day out of 7, make Kiddush and Avdolah. So tomorrow, my Rovo, Imho Yomaka Mitzvah Sayyim Shiyotzaboy. As the person right now, he wakes up, he doesn't know what day of the week today is. He doesn't know if today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But he does know that he left town 4 days ago. He knows 4 days ago that's when he started his journey. The halacha is, people don't start their journeys on Shabbos. So if you know for sure 4 days ago you first started your journey, so Mela, the 8th day from your journey, you're allowed to do all the halachas. Because since you know the day you left was not Shabbos, so Monashech, 8 days later, zichah not Shabbos. So that one day you could do any malacha. That's Rabbi's din. If you remember how many days ago you left town, is oisa malacha kol hayom kulei. When it comes the 8th day, in other words, whatever you left either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it comes the next time of the week, the next 8th day, and you could do malacha. For the more pshita, havadi could do malacha. Nobody leaves that town on Shabbos. So the journey didn't start on Shabbos, and you know when you left, 8 days later, zichah not Shabbos. So the Mormad, the time of the Chiddush is like this, I would have thought, keep on the Shabbos, the Nofes, nobody leaves the house on Shabbos. So I would think also, b'mayli Shabbat and namila nefet. People do not leave on Friday either, they do not leave. So Mele, if you know the day you left, we know for sure it wasn't the Shabbos and it wasn't the Friday. So Mele, every 8th and 9th day, shizvade bimut if you do the malacha. The latest in the week he could have left was Thursday, When it comes the next 8th day, which is Thursday again, and the 8th and 9th, which will be Friday, those 2 days, Shabbat de Bimutta. So I would think even 2 days he's allowed to do Malacha. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no. Only one day, only every 8th day, we let him do malacha. Sometimes the caravan, like the boat, is leaving punkt on Friday, and you're not going to be able to find another one later on, so you have to leave on Friday. So it's not 100% that you didn't leave on Friday. So you have to be cautious, maybe the day you left was Friday. Therefore, 8 days later is again Friday. But we're only matthew to do malacha on the 8th day. Mashenke, the 9th day, we have to be again chash, maybe that day is Shabbos. So that's the Chiddush, and only the exact same day that you left, because if you know how many days ago you left, so the 8th day from that day is Vadai, not Shabbos. But that's all. The next day, raise a suffix, maybe it's Shabbos. So Trashi, Imhoya Makir, Mixus Yem Shiyotzaboy, the person knew, remembered which day he left. Moshe Zachar raised the Yom Shabbos. He didn't remember it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Hoya. Hele Zachar Shayom Yom Shlishli Tziyosei. He just knows this is like the third day that I left. I reveal you Tziyosei. Mitochach Yodesh Shemon Li Tziyosei. O Yisam Locha Kol Yom Ches. Yes, Rashi. Again, Nachmal. Loisha Zachar raised the Yom Shabbos. So you're not that he remembers which day he left. He knows he left Monday, there's no question there. He knows he left 3 days ago, and that was Monday, so you know when Shabbos will be. Elazachi remembers Shahayoim Yoim Shlish Litziosi. He just remembers today's the third day from the day I left. I reveal Litziosi. He also the fourth day from the day I left. When we take Kach from this your day, he knows Shemoina Litziosi Oisim Lochem. He just knows that the eighth day from the day he left, he could do Melochem. Kol Yom Ches, no 8th day. V'chein Yelam, every single 8th day it's Mutter. Vadei, Zehu Yom Sheyotze Boi, V'kim Lon, it's Yidua, the B'Shabbos Lo Yotze. That's an Ansad, Yizich Adin Levi Yas on Shabbos. Shrei B'Yishev Lo Shachach Es HaShabbos. When you're home, before you start your journey, use B'Yishev. B'Yishev, everybody knows exactly when Shabbos is. So what's the Chiddush? So Rashi Maile, Shabbat and Amlo Nifik. The Yederach Lotzit with Nekobar HaShabbos. People don't leave on Erev Shabbos either. V'yalkein kol yoyim ches v'testi yitziyos l'shtori. I would think like the latest she left was Thursday. So therefore every 8th day, which is Thursday, and the 9th day should also be Mutta to do Molocha. The Leklis V'kino v'Shabbos is Kamash Mullah, no, that sometimes a person leaves on Friday, so therefore only Matyum to do Molocha every 8th day, and not the 9th day. So the more about it. Says Pshan the Mishnah, Hayudei Iker Shabbos, that the Mishnah made a chilek. If a person forgot Bechlau, there's such a thing as Shabbos, and did Melochas, a lot of Melochas, and a lot of different Shabbosim, later he only has to bring one Chattis. But if the person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just he forgot today is Shabbos, then he has to bring a Chattis for every Shabbos that passed by. Because how do we know there's such a chilek? Amor, you do the same thing. You did Melochas and a lot of Shabbosim. One case, you only have to bring one Chattis for all the Shabbosim. And one case, you bring for every Shabbos a separate Chattis. Is we know how in the middle of such a chilek. And Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Trei Kroi Ksiv, it says, Tu Psuk in the Torah. Pasuk says, Vishomru v'nei Yisos HaShabbos. Tibnei Yisol have to watch Shabbos. Uksiv another Pasuk says, V'yeshab Soysai Tishmeru, Oloshin Rabbim. You have to watch a lot of Shabbosim. Okay, then. One is mashm, you only watch one Shabbos. One is mashm, you watch a lot of Shabbosim. Okay, it said, Vishom Rubenei Yisos HaShabbos. When do we say you only have a chiv to watch like one Shabbos? Shmira Achas L'Shabbos HaSarbi. Even though you did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim, you only have one Shmir, like one chiv Chattis for all the Shabbosim. And that's the case where Bechlau, you forgot that there's such an Inyan of Shabbos. Over the second Pasuk, Vishab Soysi Tishmeru. That means Shmirach is a whole Shabbos for Shabbos. Mashm, every single Shabbos has its own Shmir, its own Chi of Chattis. That's in the case where the person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just he forgot today is Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos, he forgot the next Shabbos is also Yom HaShabbos. Such a case, every single day is Mechayiv him another Korban. Strashi. Minohani Mili Shiyesh. Mechalo b'Shabbos HaShabbos, somebody can be mechalo a lot of Shabbosim, v'chayev achas akulim. For all the Shabbosim is only chayev one chattis. V'yesh mechalo len v'chayev akol Shabbos. And in one case, you mechalo a lot of Shabbosim, and you chayev a special chattis for every Shabbos. Hochig yasim l'keitza, v'shom v'nei yisot ha-Shabbos, shmim achas ha-Shabbos ha-Habim, v'shabsoi se tishmur, v'shmim achas, shmim l'chol Shabbos ha-Shabbos. Dekrua kama, the first posik, chodesh Shabbos, so it's one Shabbos, the choshiv, mashmer sheinim makbed elo al achas. You only chayiv one chattis. V'ochig zir eshav soysoy. Akula kopid. Mashmer the Torah is makba on every single Shabbos. V'loi mosu ala chachomim. So the pasuk is mashmer. Sometimes you chayiv one and sometimes a lot. The chachomim explain when it is. L'dion. Misvara. Hay b'shochach ikah Shabbos. T'chodesh chogi. If you forgot the chal of such a thing as Shabbos, it's called one shogi. You chayiv one chattis. V'hay b'shochach shayim Shabbos. The second case is where you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Abu Yodei Yikis Shabbos, but he knows the such a thing as Shabbos. The Yikol Meimad, here we could say the Svara Yomim Shabbatayim Hev Yedi L'Chalik. In between the 6 days, in between Yizicha heard that Shabbos passed by, and then he realized like he did a chet, so that's called Mechalik for a special chattis for each Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara Maskev Lo Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok, Nachman Rab Yitzchok says the Pshan the Psukim is just the opposite. They're both Moedir that had these two Psukim are saying two different things. The Shalom, which Pasuk is saying what? He says, V'kiadad Rab Yitzchok Mestavrim, V'shom Ruvnei Yisos HaShabbos, Shmirach HaZachol Shabbos. What do you say? There's one Shmira Mashma, every single Shabbos has its own Shmira, special Chiyuv Chatzis? No. This Pasuk is Mashma, there's one Chiyuv Chatzis, V'chlal, even though you did a lot of Chatzim, a lot of Shabbosim. But the second post is Mashma Loshin Rabin Shmirach as a Shabbos Arbin. That's Mashma. Even though you did a lot of Chatoyim, you only chayiv one Chatis for a lot of Chatoyim. So just the Mashmoy is a post, which post do you hear you chayiv one Chatis? And one post, which post do you hear you chayiv a lot of Chatoyim? Like Rashi says, Yibcha Mistavro. We shall move the Naiswas a Shabbos Mashma Shmirach as a Shabbos Achas. The Shabbos Tishmoro is Bei Shabbosim. That's the case of two Shabbosim. The Enoi Mazir, Elo al Shmirachat, there was only Nizer for one Shmira, Mashmir one Chatis. So Drashi Klo, Ubein Rab Nachman, Ubein Rab Nachman, Ubein Rab Nachman, Ubein Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, Loi Pligi Yelo b'Mashmois. It's only Machloikis to Mashmois of the Posik, which Posik means what? My Yalav Ma Mahaikro, Yalav Mar Meidach. What one learns out from this post, the other one learns out from the other post. But the rather they're both murdered, they're both yisrael, you see from these two psukim. One post is mashma, there's one shmira for a lot of shabbosim, and one post is mashma, no, every single shabbos has its own shmira. So the basha, the chomim, is a nitma, the chomim to understand which, what's what. Then in the case we forgot the chal, there's a shabbos, it's called one shining. When in case we know there's a shabbos, just forgot today there's a shabbos, every single shabbos is called its own shkogim. Fight the Hayodei Shu Shabbos. Next part of the Mishnah says somebody knows Taka Terei Shabbos. And in such a case, he was a Shkoga in the Molochis. He forgot that he can't do these Molochis. If he's Chayiv, I'll call him Molochim Lochim. For the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna